Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hillary asks, would I get a flu shot this fall if we're supposed to get a booster roughly at the same time? So, a booster she's talking about for COVID. So, here's the thing with the flu shot. I told you guys last year that I got my flu shot. As I thought the flu shot would still provide me some protection. And my reason for the flu shot was in late 2019 and early 2020, I still think we had a lot of flu deaths. We didn't get a lot of numbers of those. And I still thought we had high cases of regular flu. I also think COVID was around the fall of 2019. Because I think the lab leak, you know, or contamination or whatever happened at the end of the summer of 2019. That's just my hunch. But in terms of flu, I was frustrated because late 2019, 2020, many people were on telemedicine and getting anti-flu medication, but they weren't getting tested for the flu. And so I was not convinced last year that we were going to have a mild flu season. And even if we were going to have a mild flu season, we would have inaccurate data because people weren't getting tested. Once you can deal with your flu at home or not go into the doctor because they're closed for COVID or they're overwhelmed or you use telemedicine, nobody's really doing the flu test. So I got the flu shot. And then we found out last year that those who got the flu shot had some protection against COVID. Now, maybe it's because you had a superimposition of both viruses. Maybe it's because if you got the flu, you were weakened. But we know that the annual flu shot does provide some protection. And since flu could cause stroke and sepsis and Guillain-Barré and pneumonia and heart disease and all that, the last thing you need on top of COVID-19 is flu. And so data collected from patients around the world and presented at the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Disease suggests that those who had received a flu vaccine prior to COVID-19 were both less likely to visit the emergency department and less likely to be admitted to the ICU. Researchers from University of Miami Miller School of Medicine created two groups of 37,377 patients that had certain risk factors for severe COVID-19, like age, obesity, pulmonary disease, smoking, other health issues. The first group had received the flu vaccine between 2 weeks and 6 months prior to contracting COVID-19, while members of the second group had also contracted COVID-19, but they didn't get the flu shot. Then the team compared the incidence rates of 15 different outcomes, stroke, sepsis, which is a blood infection, DVT, blood clot, as well as pulmonary embolism, clot to the pulmonary artery, acute respiratory failure, acute respiratory distress syndrome, joint pain, renal failure, anorexia, heart attack, pneumonia, an ER visit, hospital admissions, ICU admission, and death within 120 days of testing positive for COVID. Among the COVID-19 group who did not receive a flu vaccine, researchers noted a 20% increased likelihood of being admitted to the ICU, a 45% increased likelihood of developing sepsis, a 58% increased likelihood of having a stroke, and a 58% increased likelihood of visiting the emergency room. They did not note a risk of death, though being reduced. So we don't know really why the shot provides protection. Is it because your immune system gets a little boosted? Is it because those people that are getting flu shots might be a little bit more diligent about pathogens and avoiding getting sick and, you know, but by no means is your having the flu shot preventing COVID death. And the reason why I feel confident saying that is because in 2019, we still had pretty much half the country get flu shots. Yet we still had a huge pandemic of COVID. So a lot of people were vaccinated for flu and still got sick. So my vote is yes on the flu shot now. But then the next question Hillary asks is, well, what about, you know, them being close together? Many have asked, are we going to have a combined flu and COVID shot? At this point, I know they want to, but I don't see us having that for a while. In order for them to combine vaccines, you have to have the vaccines, one, officially approved, not just emergency approved by the FDA. And then what they have to do is do the studies to see if either competes for immunity or starts to interfere. Because COVID was such a weird virus, and again, whether it was tinkered with or whether naturally occurring, this is a weird one. I believe that many doctors are like, look, when we try to boost your immunity for that, let's just boost your immunity for that. When they're not as, you know, they're not thinking about the flu as much as kind of the rest of us are, because their job is to make sure you don't get COVID. Once they can perfect that or get severe COVID, then they could start going, okay, we got a vaccine. We feel it's safe enough. We could then, you know, maybe start to now add it to the flu shot. When people ask, why was flu cases down? You know, I do believe viruses compete for hosts. And if somebody is infected with COVID, even if they have mild COVID, it's a lot harder, I think, for a flu virus to tack on. And so if in Australia and the Southern Hemisphere back in 2020 didn't really have a lot of hosts to latch on to during flu season, then it couldn't brew and spread and then mutate as much. So maybe also, you know, maybe our prior flu vaccine might have also still enabled us to have some protection because, you know, the flu virus didn't have that much of a chance to mutate, not having a lot of hosts. These are all theories. But a big thing is people weren't getting tested for flu. So if they weren't getting tested for flu, we don't really have accurate numbers. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to talk a little bit about food labels. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And, of course, big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. But don't start groaning. We're not going to talk about the nutrition labels. We're going to talk about the Best Buy or the used buy labels. There was an interesting piece I read in Vox called The Lie of the Expired Food and the Disastrous Truth of America's Food Waste Problem. And this is not an easy topic for any of us to talk about or listen to because we throw out food. We've been trained to throw out food that we think is old so we don't get sick. Now, I was trained from a family where you have to finish your plate. You don't throw out food. And so we ate leftovers. I mean, it's a crime to have food left in your refrigerator that you have to throw out. And so to this day, when I clean out my refrigerator, if there's food that we bought that we didn't use because it was like pushed to the back of the refrigerator or it expired before somebody decided to eat it. That's a problem. And one thing that we do when we go to Walmart or Target or whatever is we impulse buy. And we do that with grocery shopping. We impulse buy. And grocery stores need to make money, you know, so they're like, oh, here's this, here's this, here's this, and so, you know, we'll grab it. But the thing is, if we don't eat it, and then it expires, we throw it out, we just wasted food that could go to somebody else. So I think that it is something that has to be looked at, you know? Food poisoning is rare, right? Some of us get food poisoning, and it is not fun. And food poisoning can kill. Remember a guy ate an old plate of spaghetti and then died from that? He came home late. He didn't realize that that was from the night before, not that night, and he ate it, and then he ended up getting really, really sick. So we know that old food can kill. And for most of us, we probably have had maybe a few bouts of food poisoning in our lives. But because of that, on a daily basis, we're wasting food. So this author, let me give this person some credit here, Alyssa Wilkinson from Vox. She says 40% of food produced in America heads to the landfill or is otherwise wasted. She says the average American family throws out somewhere between $1,300 and $2,200 a year on food. This was according to a 2013 study co-authored by the Harvard Food Law and Policy Clinic and the Natural Resources Defense Council. She says it's a huge economic loss for food growers and retailers who often have to ditch weirdly shaped produce or overstocked food that didn't sell. Remember how much food got thrown out during the pandemic? Because restaurants were closed and schools were closed and people weren't using the food. Environmentally, she says it's bad too. The study found that 25% of fresh water in the U.S. goes toward producing food that goes uneaten.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, well, Siri needs to then, you know, tune into GCN Live if she can't hear me. Anyway, so the study found that 25% of fresh water in the U.S. goes toward producing food that goes uneaten. 21% of input to our landfills is food, which represents a per capita increase of 50% since 1974. They say landfills right now are piled high with wasted food, most of which is perfectly fine to eat. They said on top of this, she says, about 42 million people, right, could be living with food insecurity and hunger in the same country. Yet state-level regulations often make it difficult to donate past-day food to food banks and other services. So she says we have a food waste problem. So she says researchers have found that expiration dates, which rarely correspond to food actually expiring or spoiling, are mostly well-intentioned but haphazard and confusing. She says if you put it another way, they're not expiration dates at all. And the broader public's misunderstanding about them is a major contributor, they said, to every single one of the previous factors she mentioned, wasted food, wasted revenue, wasted household income, and food insecurity. So the label, she says there's two vital facts to know about date labels on foods in the U.S. They're not standardized, and they have almost nothing to do with food safety. Now, she says date labels first started appearing in the decades following World War II as American consumers increasingly moved away from shopping at small grocery stores and farms and went towards supermarkets with rows of packaged and curated options. At first, manufacturers printed a date code on cans and packages for the benefit of the grocer so they would have a guideline when to rotate their stock. The label was not designed for consumers. But since shoppers want to buy the freshest food on the shelf, they started publishing booklets that gave a guide to deciphering the codes. Then producers, seeing that shoppers actually wanted to know what those secret dates were, just started to put them clearly on the packaging. Month, date, and year. And they saw it as a marketing boon. So then you also wonder if some people would change the dates just to make people think it was super fresh. My mom, when she would buy milk, she'd reach to the back to get the freshest. So a lot of people, they just reach for the back. So later, there was the open date label, and there really was a lot of consistency. Now, the federal government made some attempts in the 1970s to enact legislation that would standardize what those labels mean, but I guess they failed. Apparently, infant formula is on strict federal guidelines, but the burden fell on the state. Sometimes local legislatures and laws varied. They said, well, they never require labels. Another may mandate that the freshest label on the milk have a date of 21 days after bottling. A third may set the same date as 14 days. Now, she lives in New York. There are laws about labels, but the standards don't mention dates. Certainly many manufacturers also put a date, but you see how there's discrepancies. And then the labels are inconsistent. Some will say best buy. Some will say sell by. Some will say best if used before. They each have different meanings, but we all look at it the same way. All right, well, I got three more days. So the other thing, too, is peanut butter and, you know, jam. They might, you know, differ in terms of their expiration. Packaged foods could be fine weeks or months past the date. Canned and frozen goods could last years. Sometimes foods will, shall we say, like not be as crispy. Eggs, I can't tell you how many times I've eaten eggs that I didn't even look at the expiration. Because when I grew up, I mean, eggs were eggs. They didn't expire if they were in the fridge. But there's expiration dates on those. I always recommend that, you know, when in doubt, throw it out, obviously, because I'm a doctor. But, you know, sometimes with certain foods, I would, like, heat it up just to kind of kill off any extra listeria or salmonella. So, you know, in terms of, you know, food labels and all that, what can you trust? Well, here's the thing. We don't want anybody to get something that could be dirty. And I've seen what happens when milk is past its date. I smell it. It smells different to me. And if it doesn't smell fresh, I have to assume that there's bacteria in it. The more you open up a carton of milk or a jug of milk, then the more bacteria get into it. So for me, I'm not going to mess with dairy. I'm not going to mess with meat. Some fruits, they'll last longer. But I have seen fruits get moldy. And so I've witnessed fresh food going bad. So I go by those dates. I do. But as we spoke about with pharmaceuticals and medications, many medications are not completely expired by a certain date. Many of those dates are a conservative date. And one army study looked at some medications lasting decades. Now, I mean, they might not be as potent, and they have to be stored in ideal conditions. So how I look at it is I think what happens is these manufacturers and grocers and all that, they do want to put guidance on there, because the last thing they want is somebody to eat something that could be spoiled, and then it reflects on the brand. So they need to show that they are, you know, putting dates. And I think they will err on the side of conservatism. When people call me up saying, I drank some milk that was one day past due, I usually tell them, watch for nausea, watch for vomiting, watch for fever, watch for diarrhea, watch for abdominal cramps, watch for rash. Anything doesn't seem right, get yourself checked out. But one day, I don't think it's going to do much, as long as the food smelled pretty fresh. But I've had meat where it was still way before its expiration date smell or look funny. So I look at this as, even though I think she's right, some of them might be overreaching, I also think there could be some underreaching. I think some foods might have expiration dates just to get it sold. I mean, that's kind of what they did in the olden days where, you know, they would just cut off the blue part of the cheese and sell the cheese just so they could still sell the product. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. consumer prices rose 5.4% in June from a year ago, keeping inflation at the highest annual rate in 13 years as the economic recovery continues to gain steam. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says that inflation is rising too fast and hurting Americans everywhere from the gas pump to the supermarket.
Runaway inflation has continued to hit working families and hit them hard. Consumer prices spiked in June considerably more than had been forecast. Inflation is up 5.4% year over year, the fastest jump in 13 years.
There are now 95 confirmed deaths in the South Florida condo collapse, one additional body being recovered on Tuesday. The medical examiner's office now playing a key role in the ongoing recovery mission. USA Radio News. President Biden visiting Philadelphia today to speak on voting rights. The president expected to call out those who continue to claim the 2020 election was rigged. Biden's visit follows the Pennsylvania governor's veto against legislation introduced by Republican lawmakers that would have reformed the state's election process. A new Gallup poll shows many people have had it with social distancing.
A new Gallup poll shows that Americans have already moved on from social distancing. The poll conducted in June showed that less than one in five Americans said they were completely or mostly isolating themselves from people outside of their household. Nearly half of respondents said they've made no attempt to isolate themselves at all. Other results in Gallup's monthly COVID survey showed that 59% of Americans said that their social life was back to where it was before the pandemic, with 49% saying their personal financial situation had also returned to normal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, when we talk about saving money, I've talked to you guys about streaming services and how maybe we, during the pandemic, bought Disney Plus, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu. I don't know. I didn't buy all of them, but I think I have Amazon Prime. I think I have Disney Plus. I know I have Netflix. I think I have HBO Max. And then now you start to wonder, well, if movies are opening up, do we still need to pay for those? Well, I guess Black Widow, the movie, I watch all the Marvel movies, so I was kind of looking forward to it. She's not my favorite character. I really like Captain America, and I like Iron Man, and I like Spider-Man, and I don't know. I mean, it was nice that they made a Black Widow, you know, and it was, I think... And the Legolas guy, I know he's not Legolas, but they called him Legolas in one of the movies. Hawkeye. You know, I might see that, but I, you know, they weren't, you know, the main stars, but, you know, they got a movie. I'm pretty upset, though, because I was going to watch it because I have been paying for Disney Plus, and I guess it's $29.99 to stream on Disney Plus. So you get Disney Plus, but you have to pay for it as well. Not cool. And I think they first did that with Mulan. Mulan came out, but it was during the pandemic, so they said, okay, not only buy Disney Plus, but then you also have to pay for the movie. So I'm just going to wait, especially since it had an opening weekend, and then they already said the ending. I don't understand. These news outlets already said the ending, and so I'm okay with it. I could watch a movie knowing the ending, but I think that was pretty dumb that they did that. Getting good show, and one of my friends said they saw it, and they said it wasn't that good. So it's a shame. I don't think there's been a real amazing, awesome movie since the pandemic. Now, I haven't been out to the movies. I've been watching them online. But, like, Wonder Woman 2 started out strong, and then it just stunk. It just wasn't that good. I don't understand that. I heard A Quiet Place Part 2. There's some good scenes. Nothing like the first, you know. So I've been streaming a lot of shows. The Crown, Mandalorian. The Crown, if you haven't been watching The Crown is really interesting because it is slow. There are a lot of slow scenes, you know. And at first I thought my husband wasn't going to watch it because there were too many slow scenes. But then, you know, because his family had seen it, you know, he watches it. It's good. It's very good, actually. It's very, very good, but just expect there to be slow scenes. So I watched that. Mandalorian, I like because there's that Baby Yoda character, even though it's not technically Baby Yoda, it's Grego, but it's a little tiny baby, it's a Yoda in baby form. But in terms of the show, it has issues, you know? But when you look at the Emmys and who is leading, no surprise, The Crown tied with Mandalorian for the most Emmy nominations. They both got 24 apiece. WandaVision, I think, was the next runner-up. And they say the nominations reinforce the rapid rise of streaming, with top-nominated scripted shows on services that largely emerged in the past 2 years. Drama, comedy, limited series. This Is Us from NBC snagged a nomination. I saw the first season. It was really, really good. Sad. A lot of sad scenes. So I didn't move on to the second season because I didn't like the trailer too much, but I need to see it because I did think the first season was pretty good. But The Crown received its fourth nomination for Best Series. It is probably the streaming service's best chance to win its first ever top series trophy. The British royal drama moved closer to contemporary events with its version of the courtship and rocky marriage of Prince Charles and Diana Spencer. So basically, if you haven't seen The Crown, it starts off with Queen Elizabeth before she becomes queen, when her father George was king. When his brother abdicated the throne. So it starts in the 40s, and then it moves on, and then they use different characters every 2 years. I think it's a different character for who plays queen, and, you know. And so more people started to watch it because they knew more about, you know, Princess Diana and Prince Charles, which they did a very, very good job with. And so it's becoming now a little bit more current, and I think it's going to be even more popular. Now they're going to go into Harry and William and things like that. So it's, you know, it's not supposed to be a documentary, but people look at it as such. And the actors are fantastic. And then Ted Lasso, I haven't seen that, but I heard some great things. Ted Lasso and The Flight Attendant are among the best comedy series nominations. Mayor of Easttown and I May Destroy You will compete for the best limited series. And then, of course, nominee WandaVision. And they say the list of nominees was announced by Ron Cephas Jones from the series This Is Us and daughter Jasmine Cephas Jones of Hamilton. And so the 33rd Primetime Emmy Awards are going to be hosted by Cedar the Entertainer, and it's going to take place in Microsoft Theater in L.A. on September 10th. And so, you know, I bring up the shows and all that because our entertainment has really changed. We're being told that Hollywood might not be the same. ever since streaming services took over so drastically. You know, movies were popular, but movies started to kind of change in terms of it, which is so expensive. The movie tickets were, you know, close to $20, and then the food and whether you do IMAX or 3D, and they go, but you're going for the experience. And yeah, you know, did you go to the movie? Did you see it? It would be a night. You'd make a night of it, but it was just so gosh darn expensive. And once people were able to just kind of cuddle up, and I mean, I used to love Blockbuster. You rent a movie for 99 cents, get some popcorn, you know, have a bunch of people over. We were able to make Saturday nights work without a lot of money. Somebody would bring some beer. Somebody would bring some other food. You could really inexpensively have a great night out. And now, you know, you have streaming services. And I remember years ago in the early 2000s, I told my husband, I predict what's going to happen, and we're still not there yet, is where you will just go on your TV and, like a computer, type in Die Hard 2. And it'll pull up and you could watch it. And everything is going to be digital, and you don't need a VCR tape and all that. And that's kind of where we're going right now. But they're going to have to step it up. Some of these shows stink. Some of the shows, though, that the Emmys, I think they got it right. Mandalorian did not have any nominations announced on the live stream Tuesday, but they did receive several in other acting categories, such as Timothy Oliphant, Carl Weathers, Giancarlo Esposito, Pedro Pascal, who's the lead actor that plays the Mandalorian, didn't receive any nomination. And I think that's hard because people don't see him. You know, and he does a good job, but there's not a lot of acting, you know, because his face is covered. Bridgerton was also very recognized as Netflix, receiving 12 nominations. I think The Boys, I like The Boys. The Boys is pretty good. So anyway, drama series, The Boys, Bridgerton, The Crown, Handmaid's Tale, Lovecraft Country, The Mandalorian, Posse, or Pose, I don't know, and This Is Us. Then for lead actress, Uzo Aduba, Olivia Colman, Emma Corrin, Elizabeth Moss, MJ Rodriguez, and Journey Smollett. Lead actor, Sterling Brown. I love Sterling Brown. I'm a huge Sterling Brown fan. Jonathan Majors, Josh O'Connor, Reggie Jean Page, Billy Porter, and Matthew Rice. So for comedy, Blackish on ABC, Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai, yay! I like Cobra Kai. I think Cobra Kai was fantastic. Cobra Kai is the wax on, wax off. What is that? Karate Kid. It's the Karate Kids all grown up. And now them fighting and then becoming friends and all that. So Cobra Kai is pretty cool. Emily in Paris, Hacks, The Flight Attendant, The Kominsky Method, Pen 15, and Ted Lasso. So there's a whole bunch of others, but it's... competition. The Amazing Race, still there, nailed it. RuPaul's Drag Race, Top Chef, and The Voice. All right, 1-877-FDALY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are being told that 10 children are on life support as Mississippi is seeing a surge in Delta variant cases. Kids are on life support. State Health Officer Dr. Thomas Dobbs said in a tweet on Tuesday that 12 children are in the ICU and 10 are on life support because of a surge of Delta variant cases. Dobbs also said that pretty much all cases in Mississippi right now are the Delta variant. He said the vast majority of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are people who are not vaccinated against COVID-19. I believe Mississippi has about 38% of their population vaccinated. So they say the Mississippi State Department reported 219 new COVID-19 cases, 10 additional deaths on Tuesday, bringing the statewide total to 325,000 cases, 7,400 deaths since the pandemic began. Now, he said the vast majority of cases, hospitalizations, and death are unvaccinated. I'm not exactly sure how many people were fully vaccinated. Let me see if I can pull that up. About 12% of the hospitalizations, 19 people, during the month of June 7th to July 5th, 19 people hospitalized had been vaccinated, 4 people had died who were vaccinated. And so they are showing a 93% then efficacy of, I guess, those who were vaccinated, of the people who died in this last month. That's still pretty much consistent with what Pfizer said was, you know, in terms of, you know, at least 90 to 95% not needing to be hospitalized or in terms of death. Hospitalizations, though, it looks like fully vaccinated about 12%. They say Mississippi is at the bottom of the list of states being fully vaccinated, along with Alabama. They have the lowest percentage of the population that has been fully vaccinated. The health department has been urging those unvaccinated to get the vaccine, and they are urging people 65 and older with underlying health conditions to avoid social gatherings, regardless of being vaccinated or not. And so, the article again is talking about, and they're right, the unvaccinated are the unvaccinated are the, sadly, the people most at risk. But I do think we need some numbers on what is happening with vaccinated individuals, because there was a report that of some health experts worried that vaccinated people are the ones now spreading the virus. And if vaccinated people are like, I'm vaccinated, we could go. We could do our thing. And I don't blame you. I mean, I think the lockdowns were ridiculous. But if they are right that vaccinated people are spreading the virus, then that starts to, you know, that will hopefully remind people that just because you're vaccinated, you can't just, you know, kiss a stranger and hook up in the middle of a park. Realize that you could still be exposed. So when you look at the states, Alabama, only 30% vaccinated. Alaska, 41% of the population vaccinated. Arizona has about 40%. Arkansas, 32%. California, 47%. Colorado, almost 50%, 49.14%. Connecticut, 56.8%. Delaware, 46.5%. District of Columbia, D.C. is at 49%. Interestingly, the D.C., right, especially where, that's, you know, where the Biden administration is, they're still only at 49%. Florida, 42%. Georgia, 35%. Hawaii, almost 50%. Idaho, 33%. Illinois, 43%. Indiana, 39%. Iowa, 44%. Kansas, 39%. Kentucky, 40%. Louisiana, 33%. Maine, at 54%. Maryland, at 52%. Massachusetts, almost 60%. Michigan, 44%. Minnesota, 48%. Mississippi, 31%. Missouri at 36%. Montana, 68%. Now see, this is interesting. When people say that the red states, right, or Trumpers are avoiding the vaccine, and you have Montana at one of the highest at 68.92% vaccinated, again, this isn't a political issue. Not entirely. Nebraska at 44%, Nevada 38.86%, New Hampshire 52.9%, New Jersey 52.1%. I'm reading your states in terms of fully vaccinated. New Mexico 51%, New York's at 50%, North Carolina's 40%, North Dakota 35%, Ohio 41%, Oklahoma 36%, Oregon 50%, Pennsylvania at 46% fully vaccinated, Rhode Island 55% fully vaccinated, South Carolina 36%, South Dakota 42%, Tennessee 35%, Texas 38%, Utah 34%, Vermont at 60.37%, Vermont's doing the best. Virginia at 49, Washington 51, West Virginia 36, Wisconsin 46, and Wyoming 32.8. So Montana and Vermont doing pretty darn good. So one of each, right? Red, blue state, whatever. In the meantime, Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as you know, the FDA has had to add a warning. We talked about this yesterday. It was breaking news, where the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine has been linked to a rare blood clot disorder. I'm sorry, not the blood clot disorder. That as well. But the Guillain-Barré. So there were 100 preliminary reports of Guillain-Barré. Guillain-Barré is where your immune system decides to fight the nerves. And so the agency had to revise the vaccine's fact sheet to reflect an increase in Guillain-Barré as a risk to Johnson & Johnson. This has nothing. This is not the Pfizer and Moderna, although most vaccines have a Guillain-Barré risk. They just do. Not to mention COVID and flu in and of itself could cause Guillain-Barré. But the warning comes after 100 preliminary reports of Guillain-Barré cases against a backdrop of 12.5 million doses administered. So it's a really, really small risk, but the FDA has to report it. The FDA has to warn consumers or warn users. So of the total, 95 of these 100 were serious and involved hospitalization. One actually died. But the FDA stopped short of pinning a causal relationship between the vaccine and the rare disorder. So the FDA said, although the available evidence suggests an association between the Janssen vaccine and risk of GBS, Guillain-Barré, it is insufficient to establish a causal relationship. Later adding, importantly, the FDA has evaluated the available information for the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine and continues to find the known and potential benefits clearly outweigh the known and potential risks. So what a causal relationship is did the vaccine cause that person to get Guillain-Barré? You and I might think it sounds like it, but they can't say 100%. And since there's still COVID around, anything could trigger Guillain-Barré. So that's what makes it so hard for them to actually, you know, put their jewels on the line and say, look, this is what we're, you know, this did it. They can't say that yet. You know, and so anybody that has weakness, tingling sensations, worsening or spreading to other parts of the body, difficulty walking, difficulty with facial movements, including speaking, chewing, swallowing, double vision, inability to move their eyes, difficulty with bladder control, bowel function, they need to get themselves seen immediately. They say the chance of having this occur is very low, and the rate of reported cases exceeds the background rate by a small degree. CDC also confirmed to Fox News that the CDC and FDA are monitoring reports of Guillain-Barré after receiving Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. So they're on it. In the meantime, though, you know, the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca have been having some issues because they were having rare blood clot side effects seen with their vaccines. So the FDA, even though they cited the autoimmune disease, and they have, I think, posted on the clots, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, and the University of Oxford are going to conduct research to see if they can modify the vaccines to reduce or eliminate the risk of serious blood clots. Obviously, many people don't want the shots if they think there's going to be that reaction. So, you know, we'll keep you posted if they're going to modify it. You know, we do know that they do help protect against COVID, but some people are concerned about the, you know, side effects. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.